Jersey Shore Shark Attacks of 1916 from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. The Jersey Shore Shark Attacks of 1916 were a series of shark attacks along the coast of the U.S. state of New Jersey between July 1st and July 12th, 1916, in which 4 people were killed and 1 injured. Since 1960, scholars have debated which shark species was responsible and whether more than one animal was involved. The attacks occurred during a deadly summer heat wave and polio epidemic in the northeastern United States that drove thousands of people to the seaside resorts of the Jersey Shore. United States shark attacks on the Atlantic coast outside the semi-tropical states of Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas were rare, but scholars believe that the increased presence of sharks and humans in the water led to the attacks in 1916. Local and national reaction to the attacks involved a wave of panic that led to shark hunts aimed at eradicating man-eating sharks and protecting the economies of New Jersey's seaside communities. Several dolphins were also brutalized. Resort towns enclosed their public beaches with steel nets to protect swimmers. At the time, knowledge of shark behavior was based on conjecture and speculation. The attacks forced ichthyologists to reassess common beliefs about the abilities of sharks and the nature of shark attacks. The Jersey Shore attacks immediately entered into American popular culture, where sharks became caricatures in editorial cartoons representing danger. The attacks inspired Peter Benchley's novel Jaws, an account of a great white shark that torments the fictional coastal community of Amity Island. Benchley was more directly influenced by the record-setting great white shark fisherman from the fishing village of Montauk on Long Island. Frank Mundus, whose boat Benchley chartered in the summer of 1966 to go shark fishing south of nearby Block Island. Jaws was made into an influential film in 1975 by Steven Spielberg. The New Jersey attacks have been the subject of documentaries for the History Channel, Discovery Channel, and National Geographic Channel. Between July 1st and July 12th, 1916, 5 people were attacked along the coast of New Jersey by sharks. Only one of the victims survived. The first attack occurred on Saturday, July 1st, at Beach Haven, a resort town established on Long Beach Island off the southern coast of New Jersey. Charles Epting Vansant, 25, of Philadelphia, was on vacation at the Ingleside Hotel with his family. Before dinner, Vansant decided to take a quick swim in the Atlantic with a Chesapeake Bay retriever that was playing on the beach. Shortly after entering the water, Vansant began shouting. Bathers believed he was calling to the dog, but a shark was actually biting Vansant's legs. He was rescued by lifeguard Alexander Ott, who claimed the shark followed him to shore as he pulled the bleeding Vansant from the water. Vansant's left thigh was stripped of its flesh. He bled to death on the manager's desk of the Ingleside Hotel at 6:45 p.m. Despite the Vansant incident, beaches along the Jersey Shore remained open. Sightings of large sharks swimming off the coast of New Jersey were reported by sea captains entering the ports of Newark and New York City, but were dismissed. The second attack occurred 45 miles north of Beach Haven at Spring Lake, New Jersey. The victim was Charles Bruder, 27, a Swiss bellhop at the Essex and Sussex Hotel. Bruder was killed on Thursday, July 6, 1916, while swimming 130 yards from shore. A shark bit him in the abdomen and severed his legs. Bruder's blood turned the water red. After hearing screams, a woman notified a lifeguard that a canoe with a red hull had capsized and was floating just at the water's surface. Lifeguards Chris Anderson and George White rowed to Bruder in a lifeboat and realized he had been bitten by a shark. They pulled him from the water, but he bled to death en route to shore. According to the New York Times, women were panic-stricken and fainted as Bruder's mutilated body was brought ashore. Guests and workers at the Essex and Sussex and neighboring hotels raised money for Bruder's mother in Switzerland. The final attacks took place in Matawan Creek, near the town of Matawan, on Wednesday, July 12th. Located 30 miles north of Spring Lake and 16 miles inland, Matawan resembled a Midwestern town rather than an Atlantic beach resort. Matawan's location made it an unlikely site for shark attacks, Indeed, the attack in Matawan marks the furthest inland shark attack in recorded history. When Thomas Cottrell, a sea captain and Matawan resident, spotted an 8-foot-long shark in the creek, the town dismissed him. Around 2 p.m., local boys, including Lester Stillwell, 12, were playing in the creek at an area called the Wyckoff Dock when they saw what appeared to be an old, black, weather-beaten board or a weathered log. A dorsal fin appeared in the water, and the boys realized it was a shark. Before Stillwell could climb from the creek, the shark attacked him and pulled him underwater. The boys ran to town for help, and several men, including local businessmen, Watson Stanley Fisher, 24, came to investigate. Fisher and others dived into the creek to find Stillwell's body, and he too was attacked by the shark in front of the townspeople. Fisher was pulled from the creek without recovering Stillwell's body. His right thigh was severely injured, and he bled to death in Monmouth Memorial Hospital in Long Branch at 5:30 p.m. Stillwell's body was recovered 150 feet upstream from the Wyckoff Dock on July 14th. The fifth victim, Joseph Dunn, 14, of New York City, was attacked a half mile from the Wyckoff Dock nearly 30 minutes after the attacks on Stillwell and Fisher. The shark bit his left leg, but Dunn was rescued by Matawan residents, while warning other creek bathers, and was taken to St. Peter's University Hospital in New Brunswick. He recovered and was released September 15, 1916.
This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.